blow ye the trumpet in Zion, and sound an alarm in my holy mountain.
Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble before the day of Yahweh cometh, day of night hand.
A dim darkness and gloominess, and if clouds and a thick darkness,
as the morning upon the mountain,
a great people and a strong,
there's never been the light,
neither shall there be after it,
even to the ears of many generations.
I'll fight about for them,
a flame behind them burns,
the land is at the Garden of Eden before the man behind them.
Desolate wilderness, yea, nothing shall escape them,
their appearance as horses,
as huntsmen so they run,
like a noise to the chariots, from the tops of the mountains shall they leave,
like the noise of a flame of fire, devouring
double. And strong people set in battle array.
Before the face the people shall be pinned, all face together.
Black.
They shall run like mighty men.
They shall climb the wall like men of war.
They shall march everyone on his way.
They shall not break their ranks.
Neither shall one thrust another.
They shall walk everyone in his path.
And when they fall upon the sword, they are not wounded.
They shall run to and fro in the city.
They shall run upon the wall.
They shall climb upon the houses.
They shall enter in at the windows like a thief.
The earth shall quake. The heavens shall tremble.
The sun and the moon shall be dark.
The stars are not shining.
And Yahweh shall utter his voice
before his army, for his camp
is very great. For he is strong that executed his word. For the day of Yahweh is great and very terrible, and who can abide it? Therefore also now saith Yahweh, turn ye to me with all your heart, with fasting and with weeping and with mourning, and rend your heart and not your garments, and turn ye to Yahweh your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and great kindness, and repent of him of the evil. Who knows he may return and repent and leave a blessing behind him, and an offering of meat and drink to Yahweh your God.
Blow ye the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast, and call a solemn assembly, and gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders,
gather the children and those that suck the breast.
Let the bridegroom go forth of his chamber, and let the bride out of the closet.
Let the priests, the servants of Yahweh, weep between the forge and the altar, and let them say,
spare thy people, O Yahweh, give not thine heritage to reproach,
that the heathen should rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people,
where is the God?
Then will Yahweh be jealous for his land and pity his people. Yea, Yahweh will answer and say to his people,
behold, I will send you corn and wine and oil, and ye shall be satisfied therewith. And I will no more make you a reproach among the heathen, but I will remove far off from you the northern army, and will drive him into a land barren and desolate, with its face toward the east seen, its hind part toward the utmost seen. A stink shall come up, and his ill savor shall come up, because he hath done great things. Fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for Yahweh will do great things. Be not afraid, ye beasts of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness do spring. The tree bears the fruit, the fig tree and the vine do yield their strength. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in Yahweh your God, for he hath given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the former rain and the latter rain. In the first month, and the floor shall be full of wheat, and the fat shall overflow with wine and oil.
And I will restore unto you the years the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the pummelworm, my great army which I set among you. And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of Yahweh your God that hath dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am Yahweh your God and none else, and my people shall never be ashamed.